At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Here we go. It is a Monday. Last time I checked, Chad Hartman here. Josh is here. You just heard Taylor. We'll be here until 3. One party is always united, and one party seemingly always is divided. And another example of that took place at Target Center on Saturday. Some people think of Omar Fata. And they think of a democratic socialist and think, fantastic. This is what we need. Feel the burn. Bernie Sanders and the energy he had in the 16 election, presidential election, the 20, even this year when he was on the road with AOC. Biggest crowds for any Democrat outside of Barack Obama, and Barack Obama's not out there right now. Bernie still brings in more people. So the state senator, along with other candidates who are left of Jacob Frey, who is a classic liberal. It's not like Jacob is a center-right person, a conservative. No. Well, yeah, compared to the city council, he's Ronald Reagan. But what a shocker. Confusion, uncertainty, ballots going to spam. Should we do paper ballots? No. Then the Frey folks are leaving. And there's confusion. Whereas Donald Trump outside of Epstein, and we may get to that again later today, because yesterday was 6 months after the 6 months since the president was elected. The Republicans walk behind Donald Trump every single time, seemingly, outside of Jeffrey Epstein, and the president is trying desperately to distract you from that story. He's even got an AI now of Barack Obama getting arrested, picking up, I don't know what we do on True Social. I'm not on True Social. I'm not on Blue Sky. Do we retruth it, Josh? I guess I don't really know.
That's a good question.
We truth it again? Yeah. Where, and because Tulsi Gabbard is trying to get back in the good graces of Donald John Trump, she's going back to Barack Obama manipulating Russian involvement. Just go to the Senate bipartisan investigation on the 2016 election. Bipartisan. Everybody in the committee agreed that Russia was involved and wanted Donald Trump to win. Robert Mueller was a disaster at the hearing. He was feeble. He was overwhelmed. You can debate the coordination because that's enormous part of it. But it's clear cut that Russia was trying for Donald Trump to win. So outside of these blips, Republicans are Trump's our guy. Trump's our guy. Trump's our guy. And where are Democrats? Because 1 year ago today, you know what happened? Joe Biden, I don't know, about 3 years late, said he's not running for president in 2024. Anybody who was paying any attention for multiple years could see that Joe Biden was not the same person. And people, let's just be really clear about this. Democrats were lying. They were lying. When they said, you should see him behind the scenes. He's like Einstein. No. Aging for some individuals happens quickly. For others, they're 98 and they're razor sharp and Joe Biden was slipping. So you had a divide on that. And now you have folks who are energized by Omar Fata, and maybe he's the next mayor of Minneapolis, and a Democratic social representing the further left of the party. We've got Mamdani in New York City, another Democratic socialist. And then you have others, folks, saying, no, 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 no. Our problem has been we've moved further to the left, and we can't do that. Democrats, and by the way, I'm not saying one party always has to say, we've got one message and we're never leaving it. But right now, ever since a certain guy came down the escalator, that's it. Donald Trump is their guy. Did you see his tweet the other day about this? Oh, no, I'm on my phone. You know, you're not really on your phone. Oh, sorry, I got to go to a meeting in Canada. But on the general policy positions, they're with him. Democrats are all over the place. Now, let's put this in perspective. Jacob Fry didn't win the endorsement in 21. He didn't win the endorsement in 17. Tim Walz wasn't winning endorsements. Mark Dayton wasn't winning endorsements. When you're showing up on a glorious Saturday, July 19th, you are a true, true, true believer in the direction you want the party to go. And just like when Republicans have selected Jeff Johnson over Tim Pawlenty or Scott Jensen over other more center-right candidates, when it's the endorsement process, who shows up? Further to the right, further to the left. Do I personally want, does that reflect my politics, a Democratic socialist? No. Do I think the city needs to be taxed more? No. Do I think it needs a dramatic increase in minimum wage? No. Do I think we need rent control? No. I'm not calling for Steve Bannon to take over. I'd like to see a Republican who actually had a chance, but Jacob Fry and the positions of others who are in that general area, and again, he's a liberal. I don't even count him as a center-left person, but you know what he does? He gets the business component. And the city council, I think, doesn't. Now, Omar Fata is his state senator. But the city council is what? 9 of the 13 folks who want a Democratic socialist. I thought it was very interesting that Jacob Fry had Hennepin County Sheriff Dawana Witt introduce him. This is someone in Jacob Fry who I've had that exchange with him over and over and over again on this show. We don't do it as much now because it was 5 years ago, and I was also highly critical. The first few days, his handling of the George Floyd riots, not the protests, not the murder, riots, was not good enough. And then that's when Tim Walz waited multiple days too long for the National Guard. So that criticism is just, but compared to a lot of people in politics in the city of Minneapolis, whether people who don't agree with Jacob Fry want to accept this or not, he's much more aligned with law enforcement than many of his opponents or many of his fellow members of the political apparatus. Brian O'Hara is not shying going out of the way in praising Jacob Fry. Not saying that a lot with city council members. Dawana Witt, the Hennepin County Sheriff, very popular so far. She introduces him and praises him. And again, what else is new? There's confusion with a Minneapolis convention. How much testing did they do of this when you're setting the ballots through your online process and you're voting, and where a lot of the ballots are going, they're ending up in spam. Did we try this out? This sounds like me trying to put something together at my house. And then, should we go to paper ballots? No, yes, no, yes. And then Fry leaves. Fry and his supporters leave, whether it's a quorum or out of protest. And within hours, in fact, maybe even minutes, they're going to file this state challenge saying that there were hundreds more people who were at the convention and their votes didn't show up. If you're there and you're going to spend 7, 8, 9 hours on a Saturday in July, you're voting. So that seems pretty valid. Does this put Fry in a weaker position? To some level, yes. How much? I don't know. Because I gave it to you before. He wasn't endorsed in 17 or 21. They haven't had somebody in the city for the mayor's position get 60% or more in 16 years. It's a little different statewide because it's not quite as left as Minneapolis. But again, Walls, Dayton don't get the endorsement. So when I lay this all out for you, the Democrats scattered. Republicans with Trump. What does that say to you? Then in this race, where it's one moment, and by the way, there's no, okay, whoever wins the primary later, geez, wonder what's going to happen in the, the ranked choice voting is going to be interesting. There's no Republican factor, so this is just the Democrats. Do you want Minneapolis, whether you live there or not, to be represented by more left-leaning politics? It's as simple as that. And I know there are plenty of people in our audience who say, well, I really like a Republican. That's not going to happen. I'd have no problem with greater representation than the right. None. No, not far right. Just like I've made it very clear, I'm not a fan of the far left, the extremes. Does this concern you? Does this excite you? Do you think it is a significant negative factor for Fry? Because I'm not willing to say that. I don't think it's close to that. Now, what sort of momentum happens the next couple months off this? That's still to be seen. And then what happens with these other candidates who are also left to Fry? If they continue to stay in the race, they're going to divide ranked choice voting. But if they get out, does that hurt Fry even more? What do you want to say? Texts and calls on the Wheeler hotline today. No Harrigan, no sponsor. You can sponsor this. It's available. Call the sales brain wizards and put some money down. 651-461-9226. What do you want to say about Democrats divided, Republicans will follow Donald through fire? And what are you thinking about what took place Saturday when most of us were doing other stuff? But this is the biggest city in the state. This is the economic engine of the state. If you want Minneapolis financially to suffer, you're a fool. You may not go. You may not agree that it's safe. You may not agree that it has what you want. But the more our bigger cities prosper, for all sorts of reasons, it's better for the state. What do you want to say? Phone call or text. Texts are ready. 651-461-9226. When you have an issue with your home or a car or your condo or a homeowners association or condo association, or guess what? You get a new car. Or your kid just gets her or his license. You want to have somebody you trust. I trust Amber Scholl. I've been going to this same American Family office since I moved back in 1990. Amber hasn't been with the office since 1990. She's younger than me. She's been there 15 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
My guy Lyndon Reber ran it for a long time, and Amber's now running it, and it's a tremendous place. TeamShoal.com. It's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. The response has been great. We want more people to reach out. Go online. Sign up for a visit. You'll talk to Amber, talk to a member of the team. Be sure you have the best rates possible with your car, your home, your condo. It won't take long. Friendly people, and you're going to find out you can save some money. TeamShoal.com. That's where you track them down. They're with American Family. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Why are you playing this horrible song?
I mean, I'll agree with you.
Okay. What is the theme today other than songs I hate? Because I think this is...
I've been on a hot streak with that, by the way. Glenn Frey a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. As you know, you mentioned it, 1 year ago today, we had Joe Biden step away from the race.
And okay, turn this down. Turn this off.
Let's get rid of it.
Joe steps down, yep. So what's the theme here?
It is bands that ended up replacing their front man.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that tells you how good Journey is when a karaoke guy can replace Steve Perry. Okay. When, you know, you can just get the karaoke guy who can step in.
Yeah.
So, you know, there you go. Among the texts, a lot coming in on Democrats seemingly divide. Oh, there's no doubt Democrats are much more divided than Republicans. What happened at Target Center is another example. And then, do you want a Democratic socialist? Do you want the politics further to the left? Do you think this matters how much? I think it matters a little bit, but not a lot. because these are small. It's a small group in a big city. That's the point of one of the textures. How many votes make up the 60%? Does the DFL really think 250, 300 votes make up a mandate in a city of 350,000? Numbers aren't quite right in how many people voted, but you could say the same thing when the Republicans gather and they've endorsed Jeff Johnson, when they've endorsed Scott Jensen, and that's a state of where we at, like 5.5 million or something like that, and a couple thousand are there. Yeah. The endorsement process does very little for me, because it continues to move further and further from the center. The Republicans will never figure it out. They will never endorse someone in the middle, which is why they will always lose statewide races. Well, let's see what happens this year. Tim Pawlenty, frequent guest of this show, has talked many, many times on this show about the Republicans. You need to change the brand. And they have run people, at least the way they stood politically at the time when they're in those races, who did not have a chance to win. Now, Scott Jensen came here after he was on Michael Broadcorp's podcast first. And what was it, about a year after the election, and said, I went the wrong way. I went too far to the right. I was consumed with other information. Okay, he's back in the race again. Who is he going to be? Is he going to be the Scott Jensen in studio here for an hour regretting how he moved for the right? Is he going to be the same Scott Jensen who, as a state senator, was someone who made deals with Democrats? Or is he going to be somebody further to the right who was buying into the furries and all the other nonsense? And I can give you a list of other Republicans who had no chance. They're Republicans who have an opportunity to win. But can they win the primary? And let's see. You know, it's a little bit of, you know, Fry is more to the center of the city council for sure to his top opponent right now. But I'd be curious to see who ends up going out to vote when we get to later in the year. More text. Are you saying the Democrats in every case do not fall in line with Biden, Obama, Pelosi? Are you sure about that? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. As an example, Obama and Pelosi wanted Joe Biden out months and months and months before. Dean Phillips is still a Democrat, and he is a centrist. Josh Shapiro, much more of a centrist. Bernie Sanders, AOC, Omar Fatah, Mamdani in New York, much more to the left. Republicans, even ones who were more center-right, have moved to align themselves with Donald Trump, who completely changed his politics from who he was in New York City because he saw it as an opportunity, and he was 100% to the right. 100% correct, because he's won two times. I don't agree with his politics, but he's ended up winning multiple elections. I hope Fata wins. Minneapolis needs to hit rock bottom before the residents stop electing the socialists. So think about that idea. You want the biggest city in the state with the businesses and the commerce and the restaurants and the individuals who bring in a great deal of money to the state of Minnesota, which benefits the rest of the state. You want it to hit rock bottom. That is asinine to me. I don't want, even if Donald Trump is someone I won't spend 1 second considering voting for, I hope he's the greatest president ever. And our country benefits because of him. I personally don't think it's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to see the country fall flat on its face. Bill Maher was dazzled when he met Trump. What was that, months ago? Remember when Bill Maher said, I'm really hoping for a recession? I don't want a recession. I don't want an attack on the country. That talk is utter nonsense to me. More text. The citizens of Minneapolis want to keep electing further left individuals, and the city fails. I might smile just a little bit. It's the citizens' fault. Again, it's the same point. Come on. You can look and say, that's not who I want. The city would be better off. But if you think the state, with all the financial implications, is better, if Minneapolis and St. Paul, the two by far biggest cities, aren't having success, you need to go back and take an econ class and just look a little bit more. More tech. Several on the council are avowed police defunders and dismantlers. Fry is not. He has kept the worst impulses of social leaning council in check. I think there's plenty of truth in that point. Fry, Vita, Rainville, Paulo Sano. Listen to the reality and concerns of small business. The DSA policies harm small business. Small businesses are struggling. We are bleeding small businesses in Minneapolis. I think that is a view that I agree with personally. I just work here. I don't live here. I've lived in Minneapolis for 3 years. I've worked in Minneapolis every year, well, almost every year, since I came back in 1990. So I want the city to prosper. Left-leaning politics is not where I am at. So let's see how this plays out down the road. Oh, no, one more text. If you're truly a centrist, they don't allow you to be a Democrat. Dean Phillips is a centrist. Give me a break. There are Republicans who clearly were centrist, but you know what happens to them? They go away because it's not worth fighting Trump, the bully, at this point. So the idea that Democrats don't have socialists, there are people who will be running for president who are much closer to the center. And let's see if they win, because right now, if you just judge by energy and excitement, the further left is creating that excitement. Let's pause. Let's get to another topic. We'll get to weather and traffic when we come back. We have this frightening incident between a plane and a military plane. What is your worst airplane flight scare? Your most dramatic, most harrowing airplane flight scare. What do you got for me? You want to text? You want to call? Either way, it works. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, my God. Are you just going to kill me all? Honestly, another just awful song. Jump. Ugh. But better. Much better.
Yeah.
With David Lee Roth. Okay, you've heard by now this Delta Airlines jet apologized to the passengers after making a hard turn Friday to avoid colliding. Any colliding is one thing. But colliding with a B-52 bomber. This is from Minneapolis to Minot. Flight landed safely after being cleared for approach by the tower because the other plane, the B-52 bomber, by the way, was visible in its path. The unidentified pilot. Nobody told us about it. Don't know how fast they were going with the left. Fast and thus, I thought this was the safest thing to do was to turn behind it. That had to be very concerning. Okay. Text away or call. Call might be better because you can elaborate a little bit. You're flying somewhere and a frightening scare takes place. What was it? Give me the details. I'll give you mine. I've told it before. I'll tell it again. I've had a few. But the one that was the longest, and I'll try to shorten up the story, with the wolves, we're flying from L.A. to somewhere. Don't know. And we take off, and the pilot comes back, and we're in the back section, what we call the Bobo section. Lifts up the carpet, is looking through, and is trying to determine something. And then walks to the middle of the plane and starts talking to then head coach, the late, great Flip Saunders. And I'm thinking, what's going on? So I get up, and I'm just going to listen. The pilot cannot determine where the wheels are. Are the wheels back underneath the plane as they should be? Are they halfway? Are they still engaged? Because something is not showing up on the computer. Talking to Flip about this. And goes, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go back to L.A. and we're going to go around the tower. And hopefully the tower will be able to determine if they can see the land, if they can see the wheels, the landing gear, recessed into the plane, locked in, and as if we were landing or halfway. I'm thinking, we're going to go by the flight tower. What are we going to go about 10 miles an hour? And so we buzz by that. Here comes the pilot again. And he's talking to Flip. And he's like, I really can't determine, and we're uncertain right now. What do you think we should do? And that's when, on my children's lives, I said, excuse me? And all of a sudden, you know, there's the regular coaches that went. And I said, he's my friend and he's the coach, but why is he making this decision? This is crazy. And so, Flip goes, well, what do you think we should do? And then he's just polling everybody. So what we did is we flew around for about 2 hours over the ocean, Josh, to try to lessen the gas we have. And now we're going back to LAX, where there are 10 fire engines, 10 to 12 ambulances, 15 to 20 police cars, and we land and everything was fine. But when you're coming in and you see all these vehicles out on the runway, they had to shut down a significant part of LAX. And you're coming down and you're thinking, is the landing gear down?
Yeah.
Is it halfway? Is it not down at all? Are we going to be bouncing all over the place?
Yeah.
And thank God we were all okay. So, I mean, I had another. I won't tell the other one. I'll let you go next. And I want texters. Tell me, because I got another one where I was the only passenger on the plane. Oh, that was a lot of fun. But I want you to text or call right now your harrowing flight experience when we think about this Minneapolis to Minot. You must have one. You must have one when it was scary, ominous, concerning. What do you have, Josh? You'll fly a little bit.
A little bit. I haven't been in a plane in about 3 years now, but this one is the last time I was on a plane. I was coming from Las Vegas. It's July of 23.
Yep.
And knew that there was going to be storms coming back. Knew that the Twin Cities were going to get hit with some thunderstorms, but never really resonated, I guess, with me or anybody that we're with that we were going to experience that on the way in. And come to find out, we're flying Sun Country, and all of a sudden we start getting these big white flashing bulbs outside the window, just lighting up the entire cabin. Mm. Obviously, they dim it down for flights.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we start to get some turbulence. I'm like, all right, we're in shooting range of Minneapolis right now. We're okay. It starts to get a little bumpy.
Yeah.
Not only that, but when we're landing, this is probably the roughest landing that I've had so far since flying. We practically felt like the plane popped a wheelie. Like it landed, but it felt like there was some bounce to the
You don't want that.
Ease in. It was
no. Smooth.
Yeah, popping a wheelie pretty much.
We want Sade, smooth operator.
Yes.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
The other one I'll tell, and then we'll pause. We'll get to calls and texts again. Your worst scare as a passenger on a plane. By the way, it'd be even better if a pilot were flying. Your worst scare flying a plane. So I had to get back. There was a bad storm here. And this is Kevin Harlan's first ever national broadcast. Mm. So I had flown from L.A. to Fort Myers.
Yep.
So this is, I don't know, mid-90s, I guess. And called the game in L.A. Then that's when we didn't have all the games on. So I was doing like 70 of the games, and Kevin was doing about 70 because he missed some for the Chiefs and other things. So I land in Fort Myers to track the Twins for the radio show for at least a couple days. And I get a call from my then boss, Charlie Frank. He says, hey, Kevin, Marv Albert can't get from New York to, I think it was Cleveland. Any chance if we get you from Fort Myers to Miami, you'd fly back and we'll fly you right back? I'm like, okay, but can I get back if Marv can't get from New York? Yeah, because, you know, obviously. So I land in Fort Myers. I just get my bags and I check right back in because they have to get me to Miami.
Yep.
Okay. So I have to take a flight from Fort Myers to Miami, and I get on, and it is me, the pilot, a flight attendant, and that's it.
Wow.
And it was the bounciest plane I've ever been on, and the flight attendant went in with the captain because they needed somebody else. I don't know how they could do this.
Yeah.
And so I am sold. This was a plane, Josh, very small.
Yeah, it's a connection flight.
40 seats, maybe.
Wow.
And we are bouncing around like all those ping pong balls, which didn't go the Wolves' way. And I'm looking around. There's nobody in the plane with me except, and also we land, we get out, and I'm there, and the pilot comes out fairly quickly and goes, that was pretty frightening, huh? I go, yeah, that was pretty frightening. When the pilot says that to you, that's really not what you want to hear. But we landed. We, three of us landed, and we were fine. Okay, what do you got? We're getting text. Calls would work, too. 651-461-9226. What is your most frightening flight? Come on. You must have. Go ahead and share away. 651-461-9226. Considering what happened with the Delta flight, Minneapolis to Minot, and serious scare with a B-52. We thought we'd talk flight scares. Lots of texts coming in. Darren's also called in. Darren, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Well, thank you very much, Chad. You have a great show, and I enjoy listening to you.
Very kind. Thank you, sir.
Want to quantify my flight scare by saying terrified to fly to start with. I always wear a suit and tie because if I'm going to meet Jesus, I'm going to be dressed for the occasion.
Okay. Got it.
And we always sit up front because I want to be the first one at the crash site. So anyway, we take off 45 seconds into the air.
Yeah.
Hear these two loud booms. Open up my visor to look out the window. Heard two more loud booms. And each time, flames shot out forward out of the engine.
Forward? Wow.
Forward.
Ooh.
The pilot was fantastic. He came on the radio and said, we are having some engine problems, which
yeah, you think?
I witnessed firsthand out my window.
Yeah.
And he said, we're going to try to get turned around, get back into Minneapolis. Took forever to get turned around. We got back into Minneapolis. We're lining up with the runway. And just like your story, fire trucks, ambulances, and emergency vehicles lined up on the runway.
Yeah, that's awful, right? Oh, man.
I looked at my wife. I said, we're going to crash. And she said, calm down. We're just fine. It'll be okay. And we had a great landing. Came in back on the radio and said, we got to go to a remote spot on the at the airport to make sure that we're still not on fire. So we did that. Got back, we got unloaded, and of course they wanted to get us back on another plane as fast as they could. And we saw the plane that was coming to pick us up to go to Salt Lake City, and looked like it hadn't been washed in 6 months. I mean, it was dirty.
Who are you flying with here, Darren? Jeez.
Well, my favorite airline, actually, Delta.
Yeah.
And
did you go? I want to get to some of the texts. Did you go on this next plane?
Well, I did. I looked at my wife. I said, "Boy, I hope they aired up the tires before yeah. they took it out of the back 40." Needless to say, we celebrated our 40th anniversary.
That's awesome.
In Utah, bought her a new cow for a 40th anniversary gift, and still alive.
Beautiful. Darren, very kind. Congratulations on 40 years of happiness. Sounds great. Thank you, sir. Let's get some texts. In the late 90s, my dad had a Cessna. It was fall, and we preheated the engine for the proper time. We took off in about 1,000 feet. The engine stalled. We had to put it down in a cornfield. It was an incident, not an accident, according to the FAA. I have zero fear of flying as I survived one crash. Man, I don't know if I did. Who cares about the FAA? That would be terrifying enough. Again, the way our texts come in and how we have to read them if they're longer.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's just clownish. Jeez. Okay, let's try this one because I have to click on them. And I don't fault anybody for – it's nobody's fault for sending. It's, hey, Odyssey, how about we get a texting system that costs more than 4 cents? Direct flight from Fort Lauderdale to Minneapolis, plane again filling with smoke and rocking side to side. Emergency landing in Atlanta, had to get down emergency slides, terrifying. Okay, no thanks. We're going to go to 5850 here too, Josh. We're getting, okay. getting too many good ones. Somebody offered, hey, flip off for Shabazz, a lot of money, so why not have the pilot ask him to make the decision? Yeah, I was not shy in saying, what the hell? He's the coach of the team, not here. I'm a 20-year-old flying home from Amsterdam alone. Wow. That's unique enough right by itself. We're going to land in New York to make a connecting flight. We're about to land. I've descended. The pilot makes an extremely abrupt shift to go back up in the sky. Everyone was screaming. Flew on for another 20 minutes before landing. I've had a half dozen of those, Josh. I mean, I used to fly so much. Those are not fun at all when you're descending and then shoo, straight back. We had two or three that were I thought it was like a ride at the state fair, except we could die. That's... Yeah. Although, yeah, some of the rides at the State Fair.
It's coming up, by the way.
Oh, goody. It's a month away.
Yeah.
Can we just somehow close it down? Just any way possible. I used to fly in a twin-engine corporate helicopter routinely for work. I could sleep through almost anything. Woke up during one flight. My colleague Let's see. It was white as a ghost, and there's thunder and lightning all around us. Ask what we're doing. She said the pilot was circling for a farm field, looking for a safe place to set it down because of the weather, and he no longer knew, wait for it, where he was because he was focused on trying to escape the weather. That's not good. Closed circuit comment. What city are you in? I want my pilot to know where I'm at. My God, no. Thanks.
Double whammy.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's get to this one. Again, Brad, texting system. Come on. Many years ago, I found my family from Orlando through Atlanta. We had the most turbulence I've ever experienced. I've flown constantly. My three-year-old daughter kept saying over and over again, God, this is such a mess. It just was a mess. Sorry, I apologize. I tried to read these ahead of time. But it's a three-year-old, most turbulence, throwing up. She was fine. And then at one point, the daughter was saying, put the plane down now. Put the plane down now. I can't blame the young child. Let's pause. Overrated. CBS. Taylor, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.